I'm Carrie Nolan. It's Monday, May 2nd, and time for WQXR's Washington Report Online. David Sanger joins us now. He's the chief Washington correspondent for the New York Times. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Carrie.
Well, David, this is quite a way to start a Monday morning. First, what do we know about the operation, the location of the facility, and how Osama bin Laden was killed?
Well, Carrie, it seems as if it was a quite remarkable counterterrorism operation that really dates back 4 years. They identified a courier, the administration has told us, who was running messages to Osama bin Laden. But they didn't know exactly who he was. They got a description of him during interrogations at Guantanamo Bay. Eventually, they identified him and tracked him to this very large compound that really is just about 30 miles outside of Islamabad. It's not up in the Northwest Territories in the mountains. And it appears to have been a large compound that was built specifically to house Osama bin Laden, or so American officials told us late last night. They watched that continuously for many months, watching all the activity in it. And President Obama was updated on this at various points. And last week, last Friday morning, authorized the beginning of an operation, and then on Sunday gave the final go-ahead.
What are the implications for the war on terror and for the future of al-Qaeda at this point?
Well, al-Qaeda was already in a bit of disarray just because so much of its middle-level leadership had been decimated by so many of the drone attacks. But al-Qaeda isn't going away. They're in Yemen. They have offshoots elsewhere. And they almost certainly will try something to retaliate for the killing of their leader. It's worth remembering that Osama bin Laden for the past 2 years has had more symbolic importance to al-Qaeda than he's had operational importance. And so it's very possible even with him dead, you could see attacks go forward. And there may have been contingency plans for attacks in the event of his death.
What effect could this news have on the ongoing uprisings in the Arab world and that alternative narrative of democratic uprising to compete with al-Qaeda?
Carrie, we just don't know at this point. President Obama certainly made the case early in the Arab Spring that both the uprisings and all of the pro-democracy movements that we saw were an alternative narrative, as you said, to al-Qaeda's theology of violence. And al-Qaeda was clearly taken by surprise. There were many leaders in the Arab world, including Hosni Mubarak of Egypt, that al-Qaeda had wanted to get rid of. And here they were dispensed with by youth in the streets peacefully rather than by al-Qaeda violence. Thank you, Carrie.
New York Times Chief Washington Correspondent David Sanger. I'm Carrie Nolan, and that's the Washington Report on Classical 105.9 FM WQXR.